So I'm Joni Johnson with the National Ocean Science Team here at Petersburg High School. And it was pretty exciting this year with the Omnipotent Octopi. They had a first place on the research paper. So we went into the competition in first place there. And the Opulonopistoproctidae, the other team, had come in, help me out, 13th place, you know, going in. So we went in there. They had their oral presentations where they placed 6th, 7th, Opistoproctidae, then the octopi. So the octopi were kind of in third place overall. And going into Quiz Bowl was pretty darn exciting as they moved through and very, very competitive, both teams. And the octopi made it into the championship round and just lost to the Matsu Career Technical to get into that first, second place. So overall, they placed third place overall. And another thing that was really exciting this year is we had two kids come away with $5,000 scholarships from Icicle Seafoods. That would be Dan Cardenas and Tyler Lantine.
I'm Tyler, and I'm a senior, so this is my last year. But it's definitely been 3 years of just practicing and, you know, building that confidence to go for the speaking and for the essay writing stuff, being able to tackle that dense scientific literature and being able to extrapolate stuff from that and then pull into your own product. But yeah, 3 years in the making to do so well. And then the team itself, too. I was with, for the A team, I was with all of them last year. So they've all matured very well as a team. And I'm excited to see what can happen next year and the year after that. So the members of the A team are myself, Nicole Peterson, Kyle Hagerman, Diane Murph, and then Dan Cardenas.
My name is Cole Somerville. I was on the Opulentopistoproctides. We looked at the Glore Creek Mine Project. It was a mine off a tributary off the Skeen River. We kind of looked how that mine being up there and storing the waste up there could potentially affect, you know, the Skeen River.
My name's Nicole Peterson, and I'm an 11th grader on the Opulent.
you got to remember your name.
Too many O's. Omnipotent Octopi. And it was actually a pretty good competition. The Unalaska team did really good compared to last year, and there was quiz bowling was really fun this year. We had more fun than we did last year, I think. We were just kind of more easy going, and a lot more people did good on the buzzer.
Tell me about what your essay was about.
It was about timber and the effects of a timber harvest, what it would be on an estuary, the Duncan Canal estuary. So Tyler and Kyle did more of the sciencey part, and Diane did the introduction and the conclusion and helped around with other parts. And then Dan did the economics, and I did the monitoring and the management part.
I'm Patricia Jackson, and I was on the Opulent Opistoproctidae. My role was for the presentation was to talk about the introduction. I had to pick that up the day before we presented. I picked up the introduction and talked about the history of mining, and I also talked about the Britannia mine and the failings of it.
I am Kyle Hagerman, and I'm a team member of the Omnipotent Octopi.
Why did you decide to take part in the Tsunami Bowl?
I've just always had kind of an interest in science. I'm just known as a smart kid, so our coach, Joni Johnson, kind of rounded me up and recruited me for the team, and I ended up liking it.
Everybody actually had lots of fun, I think.
Nicole, why did you sign up for it?
Well, kind of like Kyle, me and one of the past members who graduated, Kyla and Diane, we kind of all got rounded up and was like, oh, you should try this. It's really fun. And so we went to a few practices and decided, it's definitely worth it.
So, Sunny, you pretty pleased with the outcome this year?
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to mention Garrison Brook and Nils Evans, who are on the B team that aren't here right now, are the Opulent Opistoproctidae. Overcame some great adversity in that Nils Evans was sick and wasn't able to attend. And so that was what Patricia was referring to. The kids were going to pick up his part in the presentation. And so Patricia was memorizing the introduction and Garrison was memorizing the management plan up until the last minute. And then suddenly we realized we might be able to Skype him in. And so Nils was able to Skype in for his presentation, which the kids did a great job staying very poised through technical glitches. And I think the judges really appreciated that because they gave him a really nice score on the presentation.